So today, we're going to be talking about this big G word that most of us are familiar with, but it's oftentimes hard to put into practice, and there's a couple reasons for that, but that word is gratitude. And gratitude is simply showing and letting others know how they've helped you, showing them how important they are to you, but gratitude is letting others know you see how they've helped you. And whether or not you realize it, we have people helping us all the time, right? Our parents, our grandparents, we've got teachers, our brothers and sisters, although sometimes that can be a little bit hard to believe, right? We've got coaches that help us. Maybe you're lucky enough to have a mentor or some special people in your life to help guide you along the way. But even God himself is doing something on our behalf each and every day. And gratitude is so important to him. In fact, there is a story in the Bible we're going to look at today that deals with this very topic, and it helps us understand why it's such a big deal that we put it into practice. And the name of that story, it's called, and some of you are probably familiar with it, it's the story of the 10 lepers.
Hey, hear ye, I, Gerald Fastidius III, am here to wow you and surprise you with my amazing storytelling ability because I just got off of my part-time job as a crash time dummy.
For those of you that have not met Gerald,
hello,
or Fitzgerald, or whatever you call yourself, he has this tendency to kind of come out and just interrupt.
Enlightens!
And just single-handedly tries to take over the whole story. I mean, it's just frustrating how he does it and why he does it. I don't understand it.
But I share with you my acting ability, my brilliance, and my talents.
Well, I was going to say your ego, but
Thank you.
Time and time again, but now that you've graced us with your presence, surely you brought something up here. Surely you're prepared to share something with us of value today.
I did, Mr. Mike, because I assumed that you could use all the help that you could get, and I wrote it out. In this Trapper Keeper, I read to you the story of the 10 leopards.
That looks like a drawing in there.
It's for you because I knew that you didn't know how to read. Follow the pictures.
Man. Okay, so how about if you're the Bible reenactor or whatever, how about I take the story and let's see what you have here.
And I shall be back to act it out and return thusly.
The Tale of the 10 Leopards. You heard me say lepers, right? I said lepers at the beginning, but he's got leopards here. But I don't know. Maybe he knows what he's talking about. I don't know. So, from the top, the story comes from Luke. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem when 10 cats approached him?
Roar! Roar! Praise me, Jesus, and have pity on me, for you have saved me. Meow!
Gerald. Oh, Gerald. This has... I said lepers, not leopards.
Let me see that.
I said lepers. You have leopards.
I drew a leopard.
And cats. And a picture of a cat as a reminder for yourself.
It's a pretty kitty.
Do you know what lepers are?
Yes.
Have you heard of leprosy?
Forgive me and I
shall
return.
Are you sure that you are fully prepared for this story today?
I prepared in the past 24 hours.
Because you're killing it right now.
And I shall return thusly.
Take a look at your script, please. Not your own notes. I can't follow this. I can't follow anymore. Let's get the real scripture up on the screen so we make sure we all know what we're talking about today. So the story comes from Luke chapter 17. Now on Jesus' way to Jerusalem, he traveled along the border of Samaria in Galilee. And as he was going into a village, there, Tim